headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Bryce.
And Bianca.
With your 9am's headlines. Starting with our local news. Renowned Brisbane painter and two-time Archibald Prize winner William Robinson has passed away at the age of 89. Robinson was twice awarded the Archibald Prize for Portraiture and was highly praised for his paintings of southeast Queensland rainforests and New South Wales seascapes. His work is globally renowned, with works displayed in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, along with the British Museum. His legacy as an artist is extensive, and in 2007 he was appointed as an officer for the Order of Australia due to his outstanding achievements in the arts. A Senate vote has been called to require documents surrounding the fatal Taipan helicopter crash in July of 2023 to be made public. The federal government has voted down a call for documents to be unsealed, revealing why Commonwealth prosecutors decided not to lay charges against the Department of Defence over an army helicopter crash which killed four soldiers off Queensland's coast. According to the ABC, the investigation identified two alleged breaches of workplace safety laws. The unveiling of these documents means these allegations may finally be confirmed to the families of the fallen airmen and the public. One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts put the vote to the Senate on Wednesday, which, if successful, would have ordered the government to hand over documents relating to its decision not to bring a case forward. And in national news, NASA satellites in orbit have detected the bioluminescent glow of phytoplankton from the Great Australian Bite. The observation was made by NASA's PACE aircraft, which first detected a turquoise glow between mainland Australia and Tasmania, with experts surprised the phenomenon is visible from space. The glow is caused by chlorophyll, the same pigment plants use for photosynthesis, with the discovery allowing researchers to track maritime routes.
An abattoir owned by Western Australia Meat Marketing Cooperative, WAMCO, has been fined $785,000 over a Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme worker's death in 2022. The Tongan citizen died after becoming trapped in moving machinery at the Katananning facility while undertaking what the magistrate described as inherently risky work. WAMCO's defence says it has made improvements since the death. However, the Australian Workers' Union says staff at the facility still have safety concerns. In international news, an official with the Nova Scotia Natural Resources Department in Canada has announced it could be another month before crews depart the scene of an out-of-control wildfire that has destroyed homes and forced more than 1,000 residents from the area. Jim Rutterham, Director of Fleet and Forest Protection, said it's going to take a lot of resources and logistics to extinguish the wildfire near Long Lake, which has doubled in size over the past several days to 8,278 hectares, or about 82 square kilometres. The wildfire broke out on August 13 and is just one of many fires that have been tearing through Canada in the last few weeks. For your weather today, Brisbane is brightening up. It's currently 22 degrees, with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.